The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. The push to expand E15. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. On the road from Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. As corn producers look to expand market opportunities and create more value for their crop, those within the ethanol industry, including Emily Score, president and CEO of Growth Energy, are working to expand E15, including the push for the sale of the biofuel year-round.
It is going to take an act of Congress, which is not an easy thing to get done, but I am very optimistic we are very close. We've had a really good year for E15. California approved it. It is now going to be available in all 50 states. We just need it available all 12 months of the year.
She said the two things are currently working in favor of ethanol expansion.
One is the state of the farm economy. What will this do for the U.S. corn farmer that has a huge crop, that needs support, that needs strong corn prices? So the fact that this is a U.S. market for U.S. commodities, and two, the fact that it lowers fuel prices. Those two things are so top of mind, and I think they will work to our advantage as we try to get Congress to do something, most likely probably the end of January when they move the next big fiscal bill.
She also shared how sustainable aviation fuel is the next big area of growth for corn producers and ethanol.
There's a huge global conversation about that as countries like Japan are looking to make it, and they're thinking, I want U.S. ethanol to be my feedstock, but also domestically. And so we know we finally have an ethanol plant here in the U.S. that's making alcohol to jet, and so that's exciting. That is a long-term market opportunity for us as an industry. We still have to get through the technology. We've got to get strong financing, and we need some incentives to get the economics in line. But I think collectively there's some excitement that that is a long-term market opportunity because the aviation industry wants to decarbonize. They're going to need the volume that we can produce as a feedstock.
Read the full story and hear more of my conversation with Emily Score with Growth Energy. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
When it comes to buying seed, you can have your cake and eat it too when you order from Seed Genetics Direct. Finance next year's seed order through SGD Financing or John Deere Finance and pay 0% interest through January 2027. Unbeatable seed quality for an unbeatable price, plus zero interest financing from the fastest growing independent seed company in the Eastern Corn Belt. Now that's a slice of cake no grower can turn down. Seed Genetics Direct, value, knowledge, performance, it's in our genetics.
Hi, I'm Luther Marquardt, and I'm Executive Vice President of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Warm air surging northward here to start the week for your Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. The warm air takes full control today. Now, we do see clouds building a little bit as we move through the evening and overnight, but overall, the warm air stays tomorrow as moisture tries to move through parts of the state. We do see some on-again, off-again scattered shower action over the lower part of lower Michigan. Actually, draw a line from the tip of the thumb down to about the Grand Rapids area. Stay south of that line. That's where you're going to be seeing most of the moisture tomorrow. However, lurking is a wintertime storm event trying to come through the northern plains and upper Midwest. Moves into the UP for overnight Tuesday night into Wednesday, and that system draws down plenty of cold air for the rest of us through Wednesday as well. Now, I think in that cold air circulation with strong winds with it, we are going to be seeing on again, off again snows, good snows, big snows in the UP, blowing snow, and we're going to be seeing some lake effect pop up in lower Michigan as well. All of this is going to be pre-Thanksgiving Day, but if you are headed to Grandma's house on Thanksgiving, just be aware if you're heading early in the day on Thanksgiving, there will be likely some problems coming from what happened previously. But we're not looking at a lot of new precipitation in central and lower parts of lower Michigan through Thanksgiving Day. We continue to see strong lake effect through Thanksgiving Day farther north. So travel problems, yes, there will be some depending on where you are at in the state for Thanksgiving. Strong winds relent just a little bit into Black Friday. The lake effect goes away. Saturday features clouds and, again, some precipitation, rain and wet snow both, especially Saturday night into early Sunday, before we dry down over a large part of the region through most of next week. We don't warm up. We're still staying rather chilly, but we don't see a lot of moisture next week. I'm Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's Friday Closing Farm Market Review. Andy Eubank is here, and so is Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke before the close of trade Friday afternoon.
A choppy and mixed end to a choppy week in trade for corn, soybeans, and wheat. And Brian, we did sell off to start this session, have come back as we speak in the middle of the session to about even, maybe even working higher in some cases. Overall, with more sales to China announced during the course of the week, evaluate what you thought of market movement throughout.
We'll start with the beans because it does seem like that's been the headliner, as it were, this week with the sales to China. As you said, China is starting to really aggressively purchase U.S. beans, a couple million tons now on the books here for 25-26 officially, and maybe some more than that, given the unknown sales that were announced last Friday. Regardless, it did send that January bean contract, Andy, to the highest level it had been since May of 2024, up to nearly 1170 a bushel. So what we're seeing is a little bit of a pullback now, a little bit of a profit-taking pullback. We are seeing some rain develop in drier areas in northern Brazil, which is ideal because those areas have been the driest of the century, as a matter of fact, Andy, up in Mato Grosso, Mato Piba, Goiás, which are some major growing areas, have been the driest in more than a quarter century. But no cause for excitement yet. December is the critical month for pod set and pod fill. So the combination of liquidation, short, long liquidation, some profit-taking, and the rainfall is forecast over the next week in Brazil.
Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, December corn down a penny at 425.5, March a quarter cent lower, 437.5. January soybeans gaining 2.5 cents at 1125, March up 2.25, 1134.25, but December wheat unchanged at 527. In the livestock markets Friday, December live cattle 27 cents lower at 214.75, and December lean hogs dropping $1.67 at 77.80. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.